and welcome to the replay with Elle and Al for the week of March 13th.
March Madness.
When you told me it was the week of March 13th, I was like, Friday the 13th, but that was definitely was Monday.
But you know what was this week was the Ides of March.
Yes, beware.
Beware the Ides of March.
But yeah, so we are in it, folks.
We are in it. We're more than halfway through March.
Yeah.
And we are recording on what is the first day.
Woo-woo!
The best day, some would say.
Of the year. The best day of the year.
Yeah. Because March Madness started today at noon.
Yeah. And Ellie and I actually kicked it off by spending the entire day Saturday at the historic Palestra in Philadelphia.
Amen.
Watching the Ivy League tournament.
With my entire family.
It was a magical experience for me.
It was Allie and my entire family. Mm-hmm. And honestly, not that we had any doubts about this.
Right.
You fit in seamlessly.
Thank you.
We just sit there and we talk like X's and O's. But
your dad talks a lot of X's and O's.
But we mostly just judge the shit out of the people playing.
And it's great.
And make really irrational irrational oh my god,
comments.
You're gonna have to edit this. Irrational judgments,
right.
I should say, about people based on no fact whatsoever.
You know what, it feels right to me.
That's how we watch basketball.
It
was great. We had a great time, and unfortunately, no Harvard teams made it through.
Tough weekend for the Crimson. Tough weekend for Tommy Emmerich's suits.
Pants.
Yeah.
Woo. So much fabric.
He honestly is like a Weight Watchers ad, but he's not getting any money for it.
It's really stupid. It's really quite confusing.
But we recognize that this is an NBA focused show,
yeah.
and many of our listeners are primarily NBA fans.
Right.
So as I think both of us are probably college basketball fans first,
yes,
we're here to tell you the reasons we are excited about March Madness.
There are so many to share.
And the Step Back this week is running a lot of great, over the next couple weeks, we'll be running a lot of great pieces on kind of why, as an NBA fan, you should be interested in the tournament. And I think, you know, most basketball fans generally like turn on college basketball
totally.
For the month of March, but well, we're here to just, like, really sell it to you folks.
Right.
This is part one of many.
Part one of many March Madness.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, on one level, a lot of NBA fans are interested because there are so many top prospects.
Totally. That part's true, yeah.
So, I mean, you got to be paying attention to the big teams like Kentucky and Duke. And Louisville, like,
right.
all these places where the guys are going to do the one
UCLA.
And done. Oh, yes. A young
More
man
on that
Lonzo
later.
Ball. We'll come back to that. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's number one reason to pay attention, because these guys could end up on your favorite NBA team.
Great reason, Al. Yep. High five.
And just a small shout-out. Do you know what today is, besides the first day of March Madness?
No, you told me you were going to surprise me on the pod. Let me guess. James Naismith's birthday.
A more important figure to us. It is his birthday.
The process's birthday.
Yes.
The process. I think maybe I did see that on Instagram, but as I was, like, driving home, and so, to be clear, I take a cab home. No texting and driving. But
He's 23 today.
Wow.
He said he celebrated with lots of Shirley Temples.
Oh, that's really lovely. He's so innocent.
And he picked Duke to lose in the first round.
That's amazing. His bracket was baller.
Yeah.
Obviously, he had Kansas winning, Rock Chalk. Let's start this little chat. I feel like the most people who are not college basketball fans, their point of entry into the tournament is the bracket.
Right.
You and I have very different approaches and thoughts on the bracket.
Right.
So tell me yours, and I'll tell you mine.
How
many brackets do you have,
I currently
Elizabeth?
Have a stack of 7 brackets.
Right.
Because I have so many different scenarios that could go down that are, again, feasible in my mind.
Yeah.
So, actually, I had a small freak out earlier, and I'm sure some people who are listening can commiserate. CBS Sports' brackets were down from 11 a.m. to, like, 12:15, aka the last hour that you could
disaster
do
zone.
One.
Wow.
I work at CBS, people.
Yeah.
We were freaking out.
This
I was
is
like,
Trump's America.
Who can be college sports? This is ridiculous. Everyone was freaking out. It was a huge thing. And basically, I just went crazy on ESPN because I was like, this is my only outlet. So I did like 8 brackets on ESPN.
Wow.
And I feel really good
about it. In most of yours, who did you pick to win?
I literally did different winners for almost every bracket.
You think there are 8 teams that could win?
I
don't know that I agree with that.
Okay, 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd rather not share with the public.
All right, that's fine. Because Ellie's going to win Warren Buffett's. She's going to win it all. The perfect bracket.
Now, Allie, how do you feel about brackets?
I don't fucks with brackets.
Which makes no sense.
I just don't.
And tell me why.
Okay,
tell me your
reason. So here's the thing. I won probably the first year I really did a bracket. I won. And my little brother claimed
and
that...
And you just were like, I've done it. I'm out.
Partially that, but also my little brother claimed that I cheated off him. And I was like, well, that's clearly untrue. Or else we would have tied.
Unconstitutional.
Oh, yeah, or else we would have died. So that makes no sense.
Right.
Then on top of that, then I think the next year I did it and just like, no. And the thing is, like, I am a basketball fan, and I also care who wins. Like, I genuinely want Kansas to win. And I think that part of what I don't like about the bracket is the exact same thing I feel about fantasy football. Like, I genuinely like watching, or before I knew all the things about concussions, I genuinely liked watching football. So I didn't need fantasy. If anything, to, like, help me watch it and help me get into it. If anything, that just, like, ruined it, because if my team's having a bad day, right, then I was pissed. The same thing is true about the tournament. Like, I will watch 50 million hours of basketball over the next month if, like, there are TVs and people willing to watch with me, or even by myself. So the idea that I have a bracket that's kind of, like, screwed from the first round, that's just going to, like, ruin it for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be upset. I'm not a good loser, so I just don't enter into things that I'm going to lose.
I don't want to start anything here, but is this a little bit because Kansas has had a little bit of a rocky road the last few NCAAs?
I mean, Kansas isn't great in the tournament. That's a bigger issue with... I have a lot of thoughts on, like, the focus on the Big 12 and how that is, like, destroying them in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they've come to this place where winning the Big 12 means so much. But I would get into a lot of serious basketball talk and, like, my own talk about my team in swimming. And, like, I think that you can kind of miss out on the fact. That's why I was so happy they won in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. It's like, who cares? I'd rather you guys make the Elite Eight Final Four then freaking
well
win the Big 12 tournament. Like, nobody cares.
I know.
They've had these great teams that have won the Big 12. And they just, like, don't perform in the tournament. The one thing I would say about this Kansas team that I do think is... Two things are true. One, I don't know that in his tenure, Bill Self has had a more scandal-ridden team. His
Agreed.
Team is all over the place. Holy shit.
Scandal-ridden, and I mean, this is... They just built that, like... They just finished that brand-new dorm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's, like, now... It's because they're, like, living like kings. So
it's
they think
truly,
they can just, like,
I mean,
walk around campus and just, like, punch women.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That dorm is, like, legitimately... That dorm is ridiculous and
it
not
is
a
ridiculous.
Thing that, like,
I would like
should
to live
exist.
There, to be fair.
Yeah. It's, like, it's one of those things where you're, like, how as a university did you decide that you should give that to 18-year-old boys?
Totally.
Like, absolutely the dumbest idea in the world. But I don't think he's ever had a more scandal-ridden team. Though I do think,
Frank
Mason is a really strong leader.
They do have,
I think,
great hair, too.
Great hair. There's
really
a lot
great,
of hair
lot
happening.
Of hair happening.
Devontae Graham, it's like, never have I ever seen someone with 2 C's on each side of their head. I'm like, that's, he's just like, boom!
But yeah, Frank
But they
Mason
seem to really
great.
Be...
They're tough.
They're scandal-ridden, but they're so
they're
tough.
They're so tough.
That was my second point. Like, I don't know that he's had another team that has been in so many close games and pulled almost all of them out.
Seriously.
I think that the scary thing about the tournament is you can get in a close game and it can go either way. If you ask me to put my money on a team, on any Kansas team probably in the last at least 5 years, this more than anyone would like squeak out those tight tournament games, because they just
they've
like find a way to
had
win.
A lot
and
of
I think
tight
it's because
games.
For the first time they have in a while they have a player that will will them to victory, which I think does matter. Like Frank Mason
he
can have a
ball.
Shitty game and he wants the ball and he takes the shot. Yeah.
And honestly, I know. I mean, they lost to. Didn't Josh Jackson not play against
CCU? Yeah, he didn't play against
Josh
CCU.
Jackson is going to be
He's
a top
been playing
NBA
really
player
well, yeah.
and also has great hair. So if you don't know who Josh Jackson is, watch Kansas.
True.
I also picked Kansas, I think, in 2 of my brackets.
All right.
It's funny that I don't even
you
remember.
You and Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
But there's so much more about the tournament.
I know.
So we're going to run through a couple things quickly. This is our first chat about the tournament.
Yeah.
As you can tell, we're fresh. Super excited.
In my main bracket, I only have one wrong so far.
That's dope.
I know.
You're on fire.
And apparently Dickie V is still perfect in his bracket.
Wow, is he going to get the Warren Buffett treatment?
Do you think he needs the Warren Buffett treatment? Is Warren Buffett...
I don't ever want to say the Warren Buffett treatment again. I can't decide if it's like a punk band
still
or
getting
a weird...
treatment? Or still giving treatment? Never mind.
Yep, we're done with that. Yep. Woo! Okay.
Right, let's go.
So we're going to run through a couple things that we're excited about, but this is not the full list by any means.
By any means. This is just a sampling.
And if you hate the NCAA basketball, then you can tweet at us or tell us to stop talking about it, but we probably won't.
No.
Okay, so a couple other things you should be on the lookout for, especially if you're an NBA fan, is the producer of NBA talent known as Coach Cal, also known as a person I hate.
Hate him.
And also, you should be on the lookout for Drake, because he'll probably pop up at a Kentucky game in the same way he does at Toronto Raptors games.
There was a big celeb sighting at the Northwestern game today.
That was another thing I wanted to talk about with you, because Ellie's favorite show, if you do not know, is...
Seinfeld.
Duh.
And one of my second favorite shows is Veep.
Oh my god. So how excited were you?
Really excited. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Tell everybody, because some people might not know.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus was at the Northwestern game, and she was the cutest little thing, and she was bugging out.
Why?
They kept, because it was such a close game at the end.
No, I know, but why was she there?
She's an alum. No?
No, you didn't know this?
No.
Her son is a walk-on on the
team.
Oh
my god, that's right. No, I knew that.
And she's an alum. But that's so
her son is a walk-on on the team, and actually, apparently, he's really funny.
He's really funny. He did, like, an interview with all the players.
Yes, it was awesome because they kept showing her in the crowd, and at the end, when it looked like they finally won, she was just... Like, all you could see was her saying, like, oh, my God, I think we did it. Oh, my God.
You know who also played basketball at Northwestern?
Who?
My grandpa.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh.
I was pretty psyched when they made the tournament.
So it's his fault they hadn't made it. To the
totally. Burn. I think he might have been there before there was, like, a basketball team. No. He played on the real basketball team. But how long has, like, the NCAA tournament been happening?
I think they said they hadn't made it in, like, 70 years. I did a whole
My grandpa's old. Like, my grandpa's 95, so that's probably past
so
that.
Before.
They might have made the tournament when my grandpa was there.
It started in, like, the 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, it's super
I'm
fun.
I'm so happy Northwestern won.
Yeah, that was a super exciting game.
And Doug Collins was there to see his son, Chris Collins, and he was basically crying.
It's pretty
so
amazing,
cute.
Yeah.
Really, really awesome. What was another highlight today?
Okay, I think you probably don't know about this because I haven't told you.
Hit me.
But the Xavier coach, Chris Mack, top-notch Twitter game.
Really?
Out of control.
Oh, I did not
Lots
know
Lots of
that.
Videos of his son.
He's a great coach.
He's
you know that?
Hilarious.
Xavier's upset. Who did they just play? Let me check one of my brackets.
He tweets hilarious videos of his child.
Oh, they just upset Marilyn.
Yes. He tweets hilarious videos of his child. Check. These are all the things I'm looking
please.
For.
Yeah, please.
Check. He has funny political tweets. Knocking Trump. Check.
Okay.
And he's, like, all about communicating with fans. Check.
Awesome.
Chris Mack, return to the back.
I really like him. He's always, Xavier's always a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And you know who the
So many Ohio teams, man.
Celeb fan of Xavier is, who was at the game, is Bill Murray.
Oh, wait, I did know about Bill Murray, yes.
Bill Murray just pops up everywhere.
He does. Like on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Bill Murray.
I'm okay with it. And then, like, in Caddyshack.
Groundhog Day?
Anyone?
Wasn't Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Groundhog Day? Or did
no.
I that
oh, wait.
Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
All right. What else do you have? Oh, I wanted to tell everybody Ellie's in love with the Princeton men's coach.
He's a dime.
He's a dime, yeah.
And I assume people were watching that Notre Dame Princeton game, which went down to the wire also.
Yeah. And they heard our episode last week where we talked about coaches.
But he walked past Ellie and I last week, by the way. The concession stand people at the Palestra called Allie across the hall Nacho Girl.
Yeah.
Which either means that, one, Allie is very notable and people remember that she ordered nachos, or two, no one orders nachos at the Palestra because they are disgusting.
I know.
They literally
But
screamed.
Everybody here knows my favorite food
she left her,
is nachos.
She left her credit card over there and the woman goes, hey, Nacho Girl! And then Mitch Henderson walked past us, and we were both like, damn.
Oh! Yeah, it was beautiful.
He's a good-looking man. Speaking of non-good-looking mans...
Mans! All the mans!
Shoot.
This is going off the rails.
It is really going off the rails.
Yeah.
Did you see Tom Crane? I don't find him attractive, although I think last year I said that I would marry him in our game.
Should we go re-listen?
Maybe. I think I said I'd marry him.
I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah. I'm not into it, but, like, he seems like a nice-ish guy. But he got fired. The big F.
He got fired today, and, like, the timing was really kind of interesting. It was, like, right when, like, the first game tipped off or something.
You know whose coach he also was?
Who?
That was an awkward sentence construction, but...
Who?
Dwayne Wade's coach at Marquette.
Tom Crane. Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And I was kind of laughing because Coach Cal said, quote, "I feel for his family." And I was like, I don't, because I hate the Harbaughs.
He's the one married to the Harbaugh.
I was like, I don't know that I hate anybody more in sports than Jim Harbaugh, so.
Woof.
But I'm assuming he means, like, his wife and kids. It is traumatic, obviously, to lose your job, so. I'm sure he's making a pretty penny over the past few years.
I can't imagine there's a high cost of living in Indiana, but...
Yeah, and I'm sure he was making, like, millions and millions of dollars.
But you never know. Well, you know who they think is going to take that Indiana spot?
No.
Steve Alford, who's the coach of UCLA.
Interesting. Why?
Because he was a star at Indiana.
Oh, man.
And his son is on... UCLA's team.
Bryce, I think he would Alford. Leave his son?
I think his son's either a junior or senior, so okay. I think potentially.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Plus,
Lonzo's on the way out. Speaking of Lonzo!
This is why I brought this whole thing up, so we could
just
transition.
Such a good segue. Plus, I feel like people who have been listening recently don't know that Ellie actually doesn't know how to pronounce segue.
Segu.
All right, so seguing into the Ball family.
So much to say about the
Ball.
Who's
your favorite Ball?
Probably LaMelo.
Great answer.
I think in...
Is LaMelo everyone's
Latin,
favorite Ball?
Yeah, because I think in Latin, it's like his name is the Mello.
And obviously we love...
I mean, that's it.
LaMelo. What if LaMelo one day plays with Carmelo?
Oh my goodness.
The Mellos. Dos Mellos.
We really need Carmelo to stay healthy.
Yeah.
We really need him to stay
healthy. LaMelo is what, like a junior or senior?
Yeah, I think he's a senior.
So what, he's like 1 year away from playing with Carmelo? Come on, Carmelo. Get your shit together.
So what do you think? Well, number one...
Okay, so my thoughts on Lonzo.
Yeah, I think Lonzo is like one of the quickest players I've ever seen play. Almost like a Russell quick.
Yes. Lonzo is very quick. I would argue the same for Frank Mason. And I think Frank Mason is actually... I have no idea if Frank Mason will make the NBA. He's an interesting case. Like, he is a person who could make... Who could win, like, player of the year in college and be questionable in terms of, like,
kind of like how Ryan Arcidiacono and Marcus Paige are both playing in the D-League right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And Perry Ellis in Greensboro. We need to go. They're playing in New Jersey soon. Will
hometown?
You go with me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And then we'll stop at JR's hometown.
Yeah. We're going to go to the strip mall that JR Smith's
JR,
family
JR, being a major troll this week, said...
Such a huge troll.
Said that the Cavs are doing... Didn't he say the Cavs
are
doing...
No, he said LeBron's had triple-doubles since I got back.
I'm just saying. Subtle.
So good.
Subtle, JR.
Yeah, but so...
So the balls. So Lonzo.
The balls. Lonzo's amazing. I think LaMelo, I mean, that 90, like, wow. That reminded me, did we already talk about this?
Cheryl Miller?
No, it reminded me of the scene in Love and Basketball when she's talking about Dr. J.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, and he scored, like, 75 points, and he didn't play the whole, and they only had, like, 6-minute quarters, and he didn't play the whole fourth quarter. And then she, like, does her karate thing. Anyway, I'm going on a tangent right now, but... LaMelo. Yeah.
LaMelo is obviously the best Ball brother.
Yeah.
But I think of all of them, who do you think has the largest ego, though?
No question, LeVar.
Like, what?
LeVar, it's like what happens when you switch an M and a V and you realize, like, Lamar is so nice.
Right.
LeVar is such a gigantic.
LeVar is kind of making himself a villain.
A villain. He's about to become. So this is our.
Shut his trap.
This is the whole point of this episode, folks, to warn you that this is the biggest villain in the NBA is coming your way.
I mean, no one is safe.
No one is safe.
I bet Donald Trump is already investigating if he's tweeted anything.
Okay, nothing is sacred. Let's think about it. In 1 week, in 1 month, he said Steph Curry. He's come after Steph Curry.
Yep.
He said, it's one thing to say your kid, because, like, I get it. You can be super proud of your kid, and you can be totally irrational about your kid.
Totally.
I mean, I don't think you're being smart, but, like, that's fine.
And in some ways, it's good. Like, I think Allie and I both have parents who have, like, built us up by being like, you're wonderful. Yeah. Even if you just scored 1 point in a game, like, you're still wonderful. So you're so great.
Yeah.
And so that's important, but there's a line.
There's a line. And he crossed it with the Steph thing, but totally. At least it's about his kid.
Right.
But this man blew right past it.
Like, now he's...
I could have beaten Jordan in his prime.
Did you see...
Like, I don't even think Allen Iverson would say that.
No. No, Allen Iverson is actually... human being.
I also don't know that any current... As crazy as Russ can be when people say stuff about to him, no. Like, nobody would say that.
No one would say that.
In basketball, Jordan is sacred.
It's just, frankly, it's disturbing. And then did you see what Le'Veon Bell said?
Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought that up. Wait, I think I wrote down.
I might have to pull it up, but.
Okay, so if you were not paying attention.
This was my favorite thing. These are the only stories I pitched this week, by the way. Everyone just kept looking at me in the meeting and were like, March Madness updates. And I was like, hold on.
Star football player.
Star football player. Literally, like, number one pick in the fantasy draft every year.
Decided to go after LeVar Ball
He's trying to mediate.
Yeah. And it was so great because.
And I love that because he's a. A LeVar.
Yes! He felt the breath. Like, it totally was something where I was like, this is all happening, and I'm watching it on Twitter. And he went and did research.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, while Jordan was scoring 35 for the Chicago Bulls, you were scoring 2 points a game.
You were 2 points for Washington State.
Ah, well done.
And LeVar.
Well done,
and
sir.
Then LeVar was like, oh, okay, let me move off the Jordan train, and now I'm going to knock Charles.
And then Chuck came back. Chuck clapped back. So we're going to close out today's quick preview into the madness of March. As you can tell, we're a little mad right now, too.
I mean.
With a game where I'm going to quiz Ellie on who said it, LeVar or Charles. because as we
perhaps
know,
our best game ever,
as we know, they're both kind of as much as, you know, you can say LeVar was crazy to go after Charles. They both say crazy stuff, right?
Right.
So LeVar to contango
and
this
need
game.
An all-star NFL player to mediate.
All right. So I'm going to start. And are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
I'm not even going to Google the answers.
I don't care what people think. People are stupid. Who said it? LeVar or Charles?
I'm going to say LeVar.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Really?
Captain Chuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I have a feeling I'm going to lose this one real bad.
All right. I'm really, like, a great father, but certain things you do and certain things you don't do.
That's got to be LeVar.
You know who that is?
It's Charles?
It's Donald Trump.
Wait, what?
So I actually told Ellie the original game I wanted to play was LeVar or Donald, and she said, no, that'll be too easy. So this was proof. It's not too easy.
Wow.
All right.
That was, wow.
Sorry, I'm being devious.
No, I like it. We have to let the people know.
To make me cry, you've got to hit me with a 2x4.
Charles.
LeVar.
What?
Ow! This is like me with advertisements.
I'm like 0-3. Thank God my brackets are doing better than this.
Okay. I don't think of myself as giving interviews. I just have conversations. That gets me in trouble.
That sounds like Donald Trump.
These are the same people, and one of them is the president of the United States.
Can I just say that it's Donald Trump? Who is it?
Oh, that's Chucky.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right.
Oh couple more?
One thing I want to talk about before I give kind of maybe the last two clues is mad props to LeVar, because he's made a lot of mistakes in his life, but he knew he wanted a basketball dynasty. So he was in college, he was playing basketball, and he saw a 6 foot tall basketball playing woman and was like, that's my girl.
Dude, why? I just need to find someone like that.
Right. I think it's funny because it would be funnier if he didn't say some like super ridiculous, semi-misogynist, totally arrogant, absurd thing. Basically, like, a lot of short honeys used to hit on me, but I knew I wanted a basketball team.
Are you kidding?
I swear to God,
he said that?
It's on the internet.
Yeah. Actually, I like that he owned it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's like if you know you're going to be a psycho and you want your kids to play basketball, like, don't marry someone who's 5'2".
Right.
Feels right.
Yeah. I appreciate, I mean, he's not an idiot. Right. You know, he knew what he was doing.
He did.
Good for him.
All right. Even if you don't want to hear me, you're going to hear me.
Mm-hmm. Literally could go for all three personalities. I'm going to say LeVar.
Oh! Finally, I got one right. We're gonna end on that high note, Elle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So now LeVar is president of the United States of America. That's what we learned here, folks.
Wow.
Yep.
And I honestly can't wait.
Next week we'll be playing LeVar Ball or Barack Obama. All right. Bye, y'all.
We'll be back.
Great weekend.
Bye.